And some breaking news here on this Tuesday afternoon. We have just learned that Charlie Watts, the longtime drummer for the Rolling Stones, has sadly passed away today at the age of 80. This is just one of so many great tracks featuring Charlie Watts and his great drumming, of course, Undercover of the Night. Just have a listen to this drumming and the bass riff. And you know, that really was the Rolling Stones right there. The Rolling Stones that we all came to know and love. Usually a Stones song, a Stones hit would start off with a great riff from Keith. And then Charlie would come in with the pounding drums, and you get a great bass line as well. You know, thinking about songs like Brown Sugar and Start Me Up, and of course, Undercover of the Night. But Charlie Watts, again, just reported, just breaking, dying today in a London hospital at the age of 80. Statement we've got from his publicist: it's with immense sadness we announce the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier today, surrounded by his family. Charlie was a cherished husband, father, and grandfather, and also as a member of the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest drummers of his generation. And he certainly was. Mary, Dave, I don't know if either of you have seen the Stones in concert, but just to watch the Stones and to be there. I was really late to the party. I'm thinking it was the Steel Wheels tour of, was that 89? I think when I finally got a chance to see the Stones at the Dome here. And just what a great night, what a magical night that was. And Charlie Watts, certainly a drummer who ranks up there, although maybe didn't have quite the profile, if you will, of some of his other contemporaries like a Keith Moon or a Ginger Baker. He was a little more understated, but boy, it's just so central to that band. Got a hold of our music expert, Eric Helper. He's on the line and joins us now to remember the great Charlie Watts here on Global News Radio. Eric, appreciate you jumping on and just your thoughts on hearing this news.
Yeah, shocking. Pretty devastated because, you know, this is really, I mean, you and I have talked about this in the past whenever we're talking about the Rolling Stones. I firmly believe that this is Charlie Watts' band. Keith Richards and Mick Jagger have both said this, that there's no Charlie, there's no Rolling Stones. Now, whether that's actually going to happen when it comes to the Rolling Stones' upcoming tour, we'll find out soon enough. My guess is I wouldn't be surprised if they get pulled off of the road in honor and respect for them, although I might not be surprised if they still continue, because that's probably what Charlie would have wanted, considering the fact that they have one of their best friends and great drummer, Steve Jordan, behind the kit. But, you know, this is really sad news, because there wasn't a bad bone in Charlie Watts' body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the nicest, kindest people in music, always had a nice word to say, polite beyond any means, and didn't really, you know, want to be in a rock and roll band. He wanted to be in a jazz band, and he always thought that the Rolling Stones was, you know...
Didn't he call the Stones his day job, I think, and that it was just so he could really pursue what was his lifelong love, which you just mentioned, jazz music.
Yeah, you know, it was like he was like a jazz drummer that just got tied up in the wrong band, you know, but he was able to pull in, you know, little drum fills and those little nuances in some of their biggest songs. Yeah, this is, you know, one of those moments where it just kind of takes a little bit of the wind out of you, because you realize that, you know, maybe this is the end of rock and roll's greatest band. Maybe this is just the start of all of that happening fairly quickly.
Well, Charlie Watts had announced just a week or so ago that he would not be joining the band on this latest tour. He was not going to tour with the Stones in 2021 and into 2022. And at the time, it was because of an undefined health issue. But I don't think anybody realized, maybe other than those closest to Charlie Watts, Eric, just how serious the health issue was.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get over the age of 80, and Charlie was 80, you know, 80 years old and a couple of months, I think everything is day to day. You know, you end up with, you know, there's no minor surgeries anymore. But, you know, he had that latest surgery. He seemed to be okay. I think this is much of a shock to anybody that was on that team, especially because, you know, these things, when Charlie decides to sit out of their no filter tour due to rehab from the surgery, that decision to go on is not taken lightly. There's a lot of plans and a lot of people that are involved with the Rolling Stones machine. And I certainly, I think that they're going to have to make some really strong decisions on whether to continue to pay tribute to one of music's greatest drummers or, you know, maybe call it a day or take another year off of the road.
Yeah, unassuming is the word that comes to mind for me when we sit here talking about and thinking about the great Charlie Watts, because he just kind of quietly, funny enough for a drummer who makes all that noise, but he quietly went about his business, Eric. And even just in the finely tailored suits, you would think he would stand out from the rest of the band and all of their rock attire and their rock gear, but he was just very unassuming.
Yeah, you know, he was married to his wife Shirley for decades and decades, never drank, never did really a lot of drugs, never hung out with the groupies. In fact, it wasn't until, like, you know, the 80s where he actually developed his first drug habit with heroin, long after the band had cleaned up. And, you know, he said remarkably, like, you know, leave it to the drummer for coming in late for a situation like that. But, you know, just so cool, so calm, so calculated. In the 80s, he also said that being in the Rolling Stones, being the drummer, is, you know, 20 years of hanging around and 5 years worth of actual playing. And he's never really filled that stereotype of the rock star, but yet he really, truly was a rock star. He looked the part. He realized that he didn't have to jump up and down like Keith Moon or become an animal like John Bonham. He could take control of the crowd and keep the time and keep the beat better than anybody else. And he really was the heartbeat of the Rolling Stones.
All right, Eric, I appreciate you jumping on with us in short notice. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me. We'll talk soon.
You got it. Music expert Eric Elper on the breaking news of the afternoon. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts passing away today at the age of 80.